Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Excellent, excellent idea. Was it Chris? No, who was it that suggested that, Hardy? Give credit to that.
Pat McMorrin.
Pat, excellent idea.
Could have ended the spelling bee by
spelling each other's name.
Having the contestants spell each other's names. Although Chris, totally unfair advantage for the other contestants. Chris would have been screwed.
Chris spelled Christopher. Or what was the other girl's name? Erin? What was her name? Sort of unfair. Easy names. Yeah, her name is Erin Howard. Come on. 617-779-0985. Pete in the car up once again. Pete, go ahead.
Hey, apologies, fellas.
No problem.
Hardy.
Yeah.
You love the documentaries. I love Free Solo. There's a documentary on this called Spellbound. Came out 10 years ago. Follows 9 kids as they prepared for this. It's amazing. Go check it out. It's awesome.
Spellbound.
I've seen it.
Is it good?
I saw it when it came out. It's ridiculous.
It's really awesome. They cover these 9 kids from across the spectrum and just shows like what kind of like robots some of these kids are. And then they cover kids that are kind of just like, you know, doing their best with what they have. And it's awesome. It's really cool.
Yeah, it shows like some of the child abuse that some of these kids are put through to be ready for it.
I'd rather watch that guy climb a wall. You can watch right up the side of that.
Oof. Yeah, it's not an either or proposition.
I keep going back. I keep watching parts of that Free Solo.
It's
My
not
God.
A multiple choice. You can have both. It's not an either or.
You've gone back and watched parts of it again?
Amazing.
I haven't saved on the DVR.
I make my hands sweat. It hurts my head every time I watch because like he can die at any time and he's just laughing, climbing up a rock.
I've watched it in its entirety, you know, once in the theater and then once at home, like straight through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen like little clips during things, but I haven't like just watched parts of it again. It's one of those movies I just want to watch start to finish again.
I love when he cooks in his little van and he only has one pan, but he doesn't have a spoon.
So he just eats with the spatula.
I'm going to eat with the spatula, but I'm going to try and pour it. Then I'm going to make coffee in a pot. And I don't have a cup, but I'm good enough to have rock climbing shoes and chalk and all this other stuff, but I can't buy a coffee pot.
Oh, no, he's not poor.
Oh, no.
He has money. He has sponsorships.
He went out and bought a $400 fridge because it was for sale. Never fit. This little mini fridge. It fit in this massive space.
Right. He bought the small fridge because he's weird.
Weird. Yeah. He's just weird. Yeah. It's a little quirky. It entertains me. I think it's great. I think that movie's
great. The fridge part was funny. It was sort of quirky.
Oh, you know? Like that's a tiny, set a crappy lot. White
it set a
fridge.
Lot.
Yeah, that they put in the
freezer on its side.
The guy buys a brand new condo townhouse in Vegas and then buys this weird, small, crappy fridge to put in the kitchen.
And she goes, I like it.
And you're like, what are you doing? And she lets him get away with it.
Well, what are you going to do?
That's love.
Mark is in Medford. Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, guys.
How's the game? Hey, how's the game the other night? Let's start with the important things. How's the Fisherman's Club? Good?
It's great. Yeah. Please don't mention the club. Got me in trouble last night.
Oh, no!
The Fisherman's Club in
North
Bend?
Trouble?
Let's
you can get cheap
there.
Beer there, right?
What do you mean? Anyway, what are you in trouble for?
It's only like $50.
Anyway, good crowd.
Anyway.
First rule of the club, don't mention the club.
My opinion, here is Zolak. Zolak, something shiny over here.
I got you.
My opinion is there's not going to be a referee in the league
that's going to call a five-minute major penalty in the Stanley Cup Finals after what happened in San Jose. Okay? It's just not going to happen. I kind of wish it was a five-minute major and a game misconduct because I feel we'd be in St. Louis right now up 2-0. That's my opinion.
You think that a five-minute major there changes the course of the game?
Hello?
I've missed everything he said after he said so, like something shiny.
I want to see what kind of merch they moved the other night. See, what's funny, Mark, is we got multiple emails from people that actually belong to the club and the actual club itself.
He belongs to the
inviting
club.
Inviting us over.
No, he's in the club.
Yeah. I know that, but actually, he's like, don't mention
like he somehow fraudulently leaves.
No.
I already got a patch and a Dakota ring emails. In the mail.
We got direct emails from the club.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Saturday night.
I don't think that would have changed the course of the game. Do you?
No. 5 minute major?
No.
The Bruins all of a sudden score a goal and win the game or what? They score a couple of goals there? Or they score a goal and because next, really, a 2-2 next goal was going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Solak, something shiny over here.
Probably got him off his rocker.
I mean, they had five power plays in the game. Did they look like they were converting on much of that? Did they look like they had tons of opportunity?
Well, there's a recency.
That was no sure bet.
There's a recency bias with that type of call if you were watching the San Jose Knights series because, hell, the Knights were down 3-0 in that game and in a late game five-minute major. I think they scored four goals in that span. I mean, it was ridiculous, but you didn't need four goals. In five-minute major with the Bruins power play? Yeah. I like their chances on that.
Yeah, I guess.
Unless they screw it up and give it back and turn it into a four-on-four right away.
I just don't think that they were so strong on the power play in that game that you know it's a short thing.
The Blues penalty kill was so good.
That game was so good in that night.
It was really good.
I don't know that it's a short thing. James is in Nashua. Hey, James. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Hey.
Yep.
James.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I just had a question about the overtime win. Why nobody's picking up on Tuca's complaint I saw in the media where he said they had an extra guy on the ice. The Blues had six guys playing in the Bruins' end when that final shot was taken, and they hadn't pulled the goalie, so they had seven guys on the ice. And I'm just wondering, is there a rule that lets them do that, or was that a problem that nobody picked up?
I don't know, was a line change?
Yeah, it was clear they were in the middle of a line change, and you can see in the tape that there were some guys moving in and out of their bench. But at the moment, and for probably about five seconds...
the first I've heard about this.
Yeah. Well, there was only one quote of Tuca in the mass media where he talked about an extra guy, and one of the commentators...
Yeah, wasn't there a delayed penalty? Didn't they pull their goalie there?
Did they pull the goalie?
Yeah, there's a delayed penalty. They had the extra attacker on.
Yeah, so...
So you're allowed. It's the same number of people
so
on the ice.
That's why. That's why they had the extra guy on.
So you...
See, I don't know if Bennigan's was off the ice yet or not, but there was a delayed penalty call. So.
Yeah. Which means any goal scored before that penalty is called is not going to count for the Bruins.
Why the defenseman Petrangelo was down low screening. Yeah, an extra guy on the ice.
Yeah,
then an extra attacker on.
He was just probably stating the obvious, filing a complaint.
Not a big deal. Just like, explaining.
Hey, we got bits of bad luck here. I got to be better.
I don't think Tuca had complained about it.
He didn't see the freaking puck.
No, Tuca mentioned there's an extra guy, meaning like it was tougher to clear the puck because they had the extra guy in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
okay.
He said, I'm just trying to get a face-off. They were just trying to get something through a face-off so they could, you know, get to the right spot there.
Yes. Nice. Kenny in Danvers. Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I've heard a few times there's been a debate about whether or not you should have called more than a two-minute penalty on that hit on Grizzly. But if you guys actually look at the rule book, I forget the article number specifically, but they actually are not allowed to call more than 2 minutes on a headshot. There's nothing in the rule book about calling a 5 minute or a 10 minute misconduct for a headshot. So all they really could call for the books that goes by the books is a 2 minute penalty on that and then let the league handle it from there.
I don't think so. I don't think that's it. I thought it was the misconduct.
It's boarding. It's not a headshot. Yeah. It's for boarding. The penalty was not for a headshot. Different penalty. Not in the McAvoy case.
Yeah.
You couldn't get him. Stop it. And the in the McAvoy case, you couldn't get him for more than two.
Yeah, so
this is on a boarding call, the officials have the discretion to call a game misconduct or a match penalty if they feel the offense was a deliberate attempt to injure.
Right, which they weren't going to do because on the ice, it did not look like a deliberate attempt to injure.
So they could have done that with a boarding call, but they did not.
But they did not, which I would say they were right not to do, which I would disagree with Mark in Medford on. Disagree.
What's the name of his club?
Mac?
I'm not saying. I don't want to upset him. I don't want to upset the man.
Is it stereo night tomorrow night? Or do they move in the morning? Stereos? I got the official invite to the ball.
Something shiny over here.
Boy, he must have got it taken to him. Huh?
He must have got it talking to
him. Hey, you a Quincy guy. You are going to...
Cordless Trail night.
You're going to the Canucks game.
What do we got?
Tomorrow,
we get DeWalt's. We get DeWalt's. We get DeWalt's or Craftsman's tonight. Makita
saws all night.
Makita. Damn, next week is Milwaukee's.
You going to Cannon's game tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, Quincy, open it up. Cannon's open.
Veterans Memorial Stadium will open their doors to many lacrosse fans tomorrow as the Cannons begin their...
Very many.
I just
got a text that the Cannons have sold almost 5,000 tickets.
It's going to be packed. It's going to be nice.
In comparison, first game in Harvard a year ago sold 1,500. So Cannons are almost already at 5,000 tickets.
You put it in a patriotic place like Quincy.
And a lot of celebrities doing like Facebook promotional videos for them. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
Who's doing it?
Celebrities. Who? Celebrated people.
Who?
Tom Curran did one.
Some Celtics players.
Is that right?
The guy from the Sports Hub. I forget who, but...
who from the Sports Hub?
Celebrity. Hardy. I don't know. Celebrity. Hardy. You know, like a
Hardy's going to be there.
Not in an official capacity. Tomorrow night.
I mean, partial capacity?
Kind of like Drake? You're going to be Drake of the Cannons game?
I'm going to join you. I'm going to join you, by the way. I got to email them back.
All right.
That reminds me.
Let's do it.
Can you respond to that email?
You guys both need to act as much like Drake as possible.
No, yeah, I don't get that close to a sideline of a lacrosse game, even if I'm invited down that close.
We won't be with the people. No.
Be at a bar.
No.
I'll be with the
people. Seafood Towers?
I mean, there will be other people there, but Seafood Towers all the way.
We used to pass around a video of one of the cheerleaders getting hit by a lacrosse ball.
Here it is.
You know, it's no good.
Why would you ever turn your back if you're a cheerleader?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you just take your eye off the action for a second. It's bad news. No nets at those games.
Those balls hurt.
Well, behind the goals there are. They do actually put up nets behind the goals. You have to. It kills somebody. I think it's coming 100 miles
an
hour.
Nice. Good for the Cannons. Good for the Cannons tomorrow.
Yeah. Stadium's nice.
To play in front of a crowd.
Oh, my God. Done a lot of stuff in that stadium.
40-foot video board they just installed there, by the way.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Boston Cannons looking forward to having a great season. They've got a new home in Quincy. We're all excited about it. BostonCannons.com. Get your tickets. We'll see you there tomorrow.
All right.
Hardy's pumped.
Yeah, it's a good game. My daughter plays now, too. She's really
excited. Jim, you should
to
come
tomorrow.
To a game. Jim, bring the kids. T-Bone, I'm not inviting. 617-776.
Kid rather watch Larry Bird videos.
Jim has a sweatshirt. You didn't get it. I mean, if you had a sweatshirt, I'd
don't,
say
don't
you
bring
could
your
come,
kid and put a Cannon thing on.
Jim is showing his support
kids.
With his sweatshirt, so I think he should come.
I was going to take my.
I got a Cannon sweatshirt. You guys got one?
We can all wear sweatshirts.
Tom, you have one?
Jim was going to take his kid.
I saw
kid,
one in Europe right now.
Jim was going to take his kid, but it's the same start time as Jim's kid likes to sit down and watch Pistol Pete Maravich YouTube videos. So he can't make it. He's got that time set aside tomorrow. Can't do it.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. NBA Finals, we want to get into that as well. Bruins still talking about that as they get ready for Game 3 and everything from the week as well. We'll get back to your calls next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast. podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
All right. 123 is all I can portray. Sort of has a, I want to say weird Friday feel to it. Because, yeah, we worked as a
Why
show
is it
on
a
Monday.
Weird Friday feel.
I know it's Friday. We're like, what do we anticipate? The game's not till tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what do we, what's the build? What's the build up? Felger and Maz aren't here. They're going to be doing their show live from the arena out in St. Louis. It's just, it's a weird Friday. Like, the sun's out, but it's kind of out. It's not. It's not hot. It was hot last weekend.
Is it hot out? Is it humid still? It was humid this morning.
Hardy and I went out. It's like puffs and puffs of cool breezes. And you feel warmth, and then you feel cold. Then you feel warmth, and then you feel cold. You know, like when you jump in a pool.
You guys make it through the lobby okay?
Yeah, it's a nice.
Ain't going out through that lobby, I'll tell you that.
Nice breeze out there, but it's tough to tell.
Smells like death in the lobby. Something died down there.
It's called baby puke. You scratch and sniff air freshener. It's a new thing.
It's tough to tell, though, because we're so close to the water here. You go home, and it's not as breezy. So I don't really know.
I don't
know
have that problem. I stay close to the water.
Wow. You're right. We
Well, you don't want to travel all that way to dump your poo in it.
Do you remember?
You have to.
You remember on Monday.
By the way, what am I?
How's
what am
that going? How are you, there you Quincy, you poo dumpers in Quincy doing? With dumping all your...
Cleaning it up.
Human waste.
It's like replacing a septic tank. All right, we're cleaning it up. It's getting fixed.
Yeah.
What?
You just get it fixed. It's fine. They're fixing it. It's good.
Your ocean is the septic tank.
Yeah, it's getting fixed. It's
what
fine.
Is?
It's all good.
How's it being fixed?
It's all good.
They're going to tell
there's
people...
there's a mitigation plan in place.
They're telling people to stop dumping their poo in the ocean?
No. It's all fixed. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Okay.
We got a guy for that.
Who's that?
Got a poo guy.
called John Sewer.
Alan from
Clean
the Hangover.
Out the pipes.
Alan from the Hangover is on our TV set.
John Sewer, pick up the phone. This
John
is City of Quincy.
Sewer,
no, we don't
got
have
the job done.
We don't have enough guys.
No,
whatever you're calling for. We're a big outfit. No. We got plenty of work. We don't.
It's out of our service area. Sorry.
No more calls when they call. Any Quincy numbers, don't take
I'm
the
sorry,
call.
What? Quincy? No. We don't go to Quincy. Thanks.
I mean, we're doing well, but we don't have 1,000 trucks on the road.
Speaking of Quincy, Willie and Big Muzz been working on the stadium down there, getting ready for the Cannons opener tomorrow. Willie!
Hello, how you doing, guys?
How's the stadium looking down there for the Cannons opener?
It started to look nice. They put the clock up. It's $1 million clock they got going up there. Video screen.
Video screen, scoreboard, clock. It looks nice. Looks real nice.
They got the liquor license down there.
Nice. You know? The important thing.
How many bars, how many points of interest can you drink at?
Oh, they got them all over the place, Joel. All over the place.
So you can walk the stadium.
Big Mike said he'd buy you a drink if they come down.
I'm going to be down there. I'm going to be down there tomorrow.
So they're doing they're doing live bands every home game. I think Joshua Tree
starts tomorrow at 2:00.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's cool.
Food trucks.
But you guys were talking the other day about the St. Louis announcers. Thank God we get people like Zoe up here to listen to instead of those clowns.
That's right. Or Sarge. Hey.
Yeah. And the Bruins must win game three. Must win. They got to win this one. You got to take three out of here, you know?
It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think of this as being a must win. I think they got to get one in St. Louis.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, you got to split.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
You got to get one of the two. You don't need to get three.
Nope, you don't need to get tomorrow.
But if you lose tomorrow, you have to win game four.
Oh, God, that's
come back here trailing
3-1. No.
Can't have that happen.
I'm going to say Blues win tomorrow night. That's their first home game, Stanley Cup final. That place is going to be amped and juiced.
They don't need to win it either. It's a weird, it's not a, it's not a.
But don't you think they'd be favored tomorrow night? I would say that they'd be favored in this game.
In general, game four is more important, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always game four.
Always game four, swing game. That's nail in the coffin game.
It's either tie it up or nail in the coffin game.
Oh, God. I can't deal with nail in the coffin stuff. Can't do it.
Either way, no matter who wins tomorrow, game four is huge.
You got a problem with coffins?
It. Yeah. Hey, what'd the one casket say to the other casket? That's you, coffin? Woo! Told you Friday. It's weird. It's not Friday, but like I should be excited. It's Friday.
You know it is. Zoe walked out into the office. There's nobody here.
I'm confused. Like, is the building?
Why is no one working?
Check my email. Hold on. No, we didn't get any company email saying, "Hey, everybody, just leave at noon." So that can't be it.
See, like, we got screwed out of two vacation days last week. Not just Memorial Day Monday.
Friday, everybody leaves.
Friday, everybody was gone.
Monday, we worked.
We worked Friday and Monday. No one else around here worked Friday and Monday.
I had to ask two sales questions. I can't find the two salespeople. Just can't find them anywhere.
Good for them. It's a good gig.
Yeah, nice lunch.
Cam is in Bridgewater. Hi, Cam. Well, you know what? That's my fault. Hold on. Cam, let's try that again.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Hey. What's up,
Cam?
So my thing is, who do you think is going to replace Grizzly in the next game?
Good question.
Moore.
All right, so say Moore goes in there. And what about the Thomas kids? Is Thomas kid coming back for the Blues for game three?
I would expect him to.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that we still have the advantage because Grizzly really hasn't. He's a third line D guy, and then they're not going to have.
Whoa, you couldn't be more wrong on that.
We just gave you all the reasons why Grizzly's important for this team.
Yeah, statistically.
Oh,
yeah, that just that killed your day.
Oh, my opinion was wrong. Oh, damn it! I was going to have a good weekend too. I didn't know I was wrong. It's not even statistically. It's part of the whole like. Get the puck out of the zone quick. Start moving it through the neutral zone. You got a puck moving defenseman.
Puck in the net, and that's what Grizzly is.
One of those guys.
And this is something that Bruce Cassidy said after game two. This is an area where we need the help right now because this is where we're struggling. We're struggling to get the puck out of the zone.
Right. Now, John Moore,
and this is something that Grizzly does well, and we need him. We can't afford to lose him for his 15, 16 minutes a game.
John Moore's a heavier player, right?
Yeah.
So he can do things that maybe Grizzly can't in terms of, you know, bodying up a guy or playing the physical game against St. Louis. But given the two, there's a reason why Grizzly was playing and Moore hasn't been.
John and Woburn. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
So I want to talk about the fans, on, especially the first night. I was going to call you guys after this, but I didn't have time. I went in with super high expectations of the fans as far as this was going to be bananas, people drinking all day, that type of thing. And I went in, and when I say I was disappointed, that's an understatement. Like, I'm not usually the guy that's riling up the crowd or anything like that, but I was sitting five rows back from center ice, and it was everybody was sitting on their hands. Nobody was chanting. You know that Let's Go Bruins chant? That thing barely tittled through, and nobody got onto it.
Yeah, because it's an upper deck thing.
No. Yeah, but usually the whole, I mean, for Stanley Cup playoffs, man, it's, you don't get the whole stadium going crazy like
okay.
that.
Okay. What game? One or two?
He's saying two.
One. I was at one.
And that place was looked juiced at
nope. There was a point where I turned to Beetle and I said, it's quiet in here.
It was awful.
Yeah, we tried.
You're going a little too far to say it was awful.
Oh, no. It ramped up, but listen, they were down 1-0 and they weren't playing well.
People are nervous game one. I think the quiet stuff you got from game one, you were nervous. You were down 2-0.
Same thing happened in 11 and 13.
Hey,
and I've only been in 11 it wasn't even in the cup final. It was against Montreal. You expect that building to be juiced against Montreal and it was dead.
Yeah, hey, I bitch about the crowd stuff watching it from TV because I think it resonates pretty good through the TV and the sound system and that. I haven't bitched this series about this home crowd. It seems to me like they've been up.
And by the way,
like the other series like Columbus. I thought they were dead ass.
By the way, is it okay sometimes when you go to a hockey game or a baseball game
to focus on watching the game?
I don't know. Maybe to watch the game
seat?
Without some drunk yahoo up in the come on, stand up. It's like it's a 1-2 pitch in the third inning. Why don't you sit down and shut up? I'm actually watching the game. I'm enjoying myself and I'm paying attention and I'm watching the game. Without some jackass marching up and down the aisles telling me what to do and how to watch. How about if you turn around and watch the game, dumbass? And for all these people, it's like, oh, Let's Go Bruins wasn't loud enough. Maybe people were actually watching the game. And at that point in the game, if it was the point where I turned to Beetle, there wasn't much to cheer for. They weren't playing that well. And they were kind of putting everybody to sleep, including themselves. So you could look, if you just want to go yell and scream and have it mean nothing, you know, go to a soccer match and be one of the people who just sits there and like pounds the drum all game and just does that, regardless of what's happening on the field. It's this constant soundtrack that has nothing to do with the intensity on the field or anything else.
More yelling and screaming.
You know what I like?
Loud noises.
When I watch the refs, I just watch the game. And I'm perfectly content doing that. I didn't need to be screaming my fool head off every single second throughout the course of 2.5 hours. Grow up. Shut up.
Hardy has headlines. One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways. The fake promos at 150.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.com. .org/Noah.
First, our introduction.
Solak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Solak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Almost heaven.
Nice!
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
They play this at blues games, by the way. In the third period of blues games now.
Because they're so close to West Virginia.
Yep.
And I see the comparison. You know, St. Louis barbecue, West Virginia, we eat roadkill. Sort of the same. Possum cookout. Hey, it works, so play it. Got no problem with this one. They should play this after they win. Place go nuts. Like Gloria. It's hard. I can't make fun of it.
I guess the guy who controls the music there.
You got some balls.
Hates the song.
Oh.
Yet said, everybody knows the lyrics. Let's try it out.
Oh, they do?
Tried it out. It took off. Simple as that.
That's a hell of a song.
He said, I hate this song, but I know that everybody knows it.
Oh, so you mean
let's see if it catches on.
So it's Sweet Carolina.
And it caught on.
Everybody knows the words.
Well, he tried that first.
Oh. Oh,
and it didn't stick.
Oh.
He tried Sweet Carolina and it didn't stick. So he tried Country Roads next.
Did he try Living on a Prayer?
I mean, try it.
I mean, I don't know if that's been done.
Talk about trying to force something, right?
It started a couple weeks after Gloria.
The Gloria thing is sort of...
So this is all new then, right?
I mean,
all
at
this
least
winning is new to them.
At least the Gloria thing...
I kind of get it too, though.
...is...
It goes, it booms, Gloria!
Organic?
Organic, that's the word I'm looking for. I don't know why I couldn't come up with that.
It got catchy, yes.
Well, do you know how that started? Do you know the story?
I don't know the story.
All right, I learned this a couple of weeks ago because when the Blues started that Shark series, I'm like, how did this all start anyway? The team was in Philly, and they went out to a bar in Philadelphia on January 6th, and they were watching a NFL playoff game. They're watching.
Oh, that you said this, and so they played it.
They're watching Eagles Bears playoff game. They're out to enjoy themselves, watching an NFL game. Makes you like them a little bit more that they all go out as a team, watch NFL football games.
Good for them.
Good group of guys. And there was someone in the bar during commercial breaks of the football game who just kept screaming, "Play Gloria," at the bartender. And he was requesting Gloria, the Brannigan hit.
It's a fun song.
And the DJ in the bar kept playing it for him. And every time the DJ would play it, the bar, just as like a joke, would go wild for the song. And so the players sort of, you know.
So it's kind of their thing.
I'm guessing the players were drinking and were having a good time. And then we're like, how about this cheesy Gloria song
that we had a fun night out. Of the good night we had.
Yeah, had a fun night out with this stupid song and this idiot in Philly.
Yeah, I'm going to back off those Gloria comments.
And it just sort of caught on. And they won the next day. So I said, you know what? And that was right around the time they started winning. Right at the start of the year. January. That was when they got hot. And so what'd they do? They stuck with it. What'd they lose? 10 games in regulation after the first of the year?
Yeah.
Hey, sort of stick with it.
Yeah, you go with the hot hand.
Your thing. It's organic.
Well, Josie,
I'll give him
hand.
That. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Ride the hot hand.
Yes.
Yes. Gloria. Good luck, Charm.
We're not music subs. I mean, sorry for doing a music segment again. For people.
No, that's right.
Very upset with him.
Allowed to do that.
And he talks a lot. Tim talks a lot of people that click.
And Tim, the piano man.
Piano man, Tim. Piano in his
pissed at us today.
Yeah.
We talked about Phil Collins' new remix album that we didn't really like. Yeah. And we love Phil Collins. Not so much his remix album.
Know your lane. Of course, it's Friday. Ken and Lowell didn't call today. That's why I said to it. Don't feel like a Friday without Ken.
Well, he probably doesn't want to talk about what's going on at Santa Anita.
I mean, another three horses dead this week.
Third horse in 9 days.
I tell you what, boys.
What do they got in the water out there?
We should have bought a white tent franchise out in that part of the country weeks ago. We'd be cleaning up right now.
I got a small idea for the horse community. Maybe you should put the track down now instead of the horses.
Ah.
Do you think about closing the track instead of continuing to run the horses around the track instead of just keep putting down horses? How about you close the track?
Yeah. Well, they've bred these horses and birthed these horses for the sole purpose of them running and sometimes having their heads cut off. So what are you going to do, Beetle? Just let the horses get fat and stand around?
Put them at another racetrack.
Stables sold out.
Move them elsewhere.
They don't have any oats down the street.
Here's an idea.
Oats.
Put them somewhere else.
Can't. Sold out, kid. Got to keep them there. Run them.
They should sell them the shirt.
Heard a hoof.
Shirtley beats horses now.
Blow it up.
Shirtley what?
He eats horse. He went to Iceland and he ate horse.
Oh, yeah. That was months ago.
Yeah.
They keep running on the track. The only sensible thing is to keep running the horses on that track, and if they hurt a hoof, you put a stick of dynamite in its belly and blow it up, and then you get another one out there to take its place.
Do you ever see them hack
Sparta them Kings.
You ever seen them scratch?
Let's see them scratch
them hoofs?
Let's quickly get to Vinny and Revere because we've got 11 fake promos to get to. Vinny, let's go.
We got to stop with the amount of fans who are complaining about how other fans should be acting at a game where the lowest ticket price is $1,100. It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's stop with this team wasn't sharing. Enough with the stupid songs, living on a prayer. That's not what this city's about. When we weren't winning, yeah, it was cool to get people in the seats and excited about something. It's childish now. Let's get over it and just watch the game.
Ah,
Vinny, okay. A voice of reason today. A voice of reason. Hardy likes you quite a bit. I could tell.
I do.
He nods in approval.
Stand
fake promos in today's take.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Come.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's me. Stop. Okay, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who's heard your request and is now opening a location in downtown Boston, right near Government Center. That's right. Location will be right near Government Center. It's the downtown location. Find your nearest location at awaken180weightloss.com.
That was Newbury Street.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yesterday was Newbury Street.
It was Newbury Street.
They moved it already?
I don't know. I got two...
Government Center is better for me. I think it's a little more practical.
You should hit the one on Quincy on the way home. That's what I go to now.
Changing the subject.
But it is not today's takeaways. It's Fake Promo Friday.
Fake promos. We got 11, so let's roll.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
All right,
we'll grab another call.
Let's go to Troy. You're up next. What's up, Troy? Troy,
yes,
there?
Sorry, Roy.
Oh, hey, Roy.
So I think that
ever
I want to go
you ever
back
think of throwing a T in front of it? Yeah. Okay, what do you got?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Let's do the calls more.
Oh, you run the call screener?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once in a great while, I think is good. You know, too much of a good thing.
That's right.
That's why.
Weekdays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He wasn't going up to the coach and grabbing him by the back of the neck.
Playing it up too
much. And like rubbing it out for him. Okay?
Oh.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Zoe's making his old face.
Mike's on. I think the Bruins, you know, are probably better.
Did the NHL Network call him yet to add him to their analyst?
Oh, they should. They should add him to the desk for tomorrow's Game 3.
That is Francesca's.
Get him on a flight to St. Louis.
Entire breakdown of the Stanley Cup.
That's private.
Well, that's everything.
The one Gloria, that Gloria song, they rally around that. And
McAvoy, I grew up with a family.
I know him well.
I'm not sure which one he is.
I know him real well.
He's a kid.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Turn the tide on.
He hooked him, too. He, like, stuck his...
Yeah.
I mean, and I know Doc Emmerich after, too. Yeah, baby.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You got baby? Stops him dead in his tracks.
He's talking.
Baby?
Like,
I've never seen you around a baby. Are you the type of guy that give me the baby?
Baby.
Give me the baby.
Yeah, give me the baby. I bounce a baby on the knee. Baby,
you like a baby.
Yeah, love babies.
Did you like your kids when they were babies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Paul's in Milford, New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hiya.
Hey there.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
Poor Paul.
Hey.
I'm alone.
In sports?
You there?
Zoe always mocking the callers.
Always, it's just automatic now.
Hey, it's so built in.
Hey, thanks for the. I always love that. Hey, thanks for the call. We did call you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for having me. No, yes, thanks. We scheduled this a week ahead of time.
Hey, thanks for us. Thanks for fitting
us. Oh man.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I was just wondering about the 7-Eleven donuts. You know, they're putting out donuts now that have "Don't poke the bear." Is it legal to eat one of those, though? You think?
What?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was trying to piggyback off Jim's.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Legal. Is it legal to eat one of those?
I guess.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because Jim's kid.
Not going to arrest you.
And he killed the
bird. But it wasn't illegal. It was just bad luck.
Come on, keep going.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Sakeith, Shruthika, Sohum, Abihajay, Chris.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chris!
Those are your spelling bee winners.
Wow.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The Blues got really tight, and they had no answer for what the Bruins were doing.
Anything else?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Beetle and I are both looking at Zoe. It's like kind of like the understood your turn to ask Ty a question.
Yeah, I know. We went around. We went around like 4 by 8. What else we got to add? Plus, my face was froze, starting to freeze up at that point. It was so cold on Wednesday.
How many more, Jim?
Three more.
Good. Okay, here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Congratulations to Jeremy Jacob.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And for his team to making it to the Stanley Cup final against the St. Louis Blue.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Is kind of like Monopoly.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pastrnak played it for 7 hours
His birthday. Is our final promo related to
this? Yes, of course it is.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dostihi Asaski.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Asaski.
Dostihi
Asaski.
Dostihi Asaski.
Asaski. It's the pause that really sells.
Dostihi
Asaski. Dostihi
Osaski.
Osaski. That was known as the betting.
Osaski. Osaski. Okay. Felger Mazur all set up in St. Louis. They are ready to go. Good. Enjoy their show. They're doing a show today and tomorrow afternoon as well.
Good.
So they're getting you ready for game three.
Great stuff. They'll get you right up
working
to game
hard.
Time tomorrow.
Working hard. Way to go, fellas.
What we do.
We have you covered all weekend long for game three as the series continues between the Bruins and the Blues. Have a great weekend. Zoe, I'll see you Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Hardy, I'll see you at the Cannons game tomorrow.
You got it, buddy. All
go right. Cannons.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah
Felger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome in. Felger and Maserati coming to you as promised from St. Louis, Missouri, right outside the Enterprise Center as we get ready for game three of the Stanley Cup Finals. Felger, Maz, Murray, fully loaded here from St. Louis. How you fellas doing?
Good, you?
Just peachy. Thank you so much. Murray, you already bought a shirt?
Had to. Otherwise, I was going to have to sweat my balls off with the hoodie I was wearing because I couldn't check into my hotel room, and I was going to I wasn't going to be like a hobo and change in the Starbucks that I had to go do all my show prep in. So, yes, I spent...
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah